Hi. This week the question is, what does the Bible say about short hair on women and long hair on men? I invite your attention to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3. The Bible says, "But I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, for that is one and the same as if her head were shaved." Let's stop here for a moment and notice what this means. Verse 3 says, "The head of woman is man." This is unpopular today, but it's what the Bible says, and the Bible still says it. If you are concerned about the Bible and what God has said, then man is the head of a woman. This means the man has authority over the woman. Verse 3 also says the head of man is Christ. This means Christ has authority over man, but unlike the woman, there is no other human who has natural authority over a man. Verse 4 says, "If a man prays or preaches with his physical head covered, he brings shame and dishonor on his head of authority." Since Christ is man's head of authority, it means when a man prays or preaches with his head covered, this man is bringing shame on Jesus Christ. This is a serious matter. We are not told yet in the verse what the covering is. We will learn this in a moment. Verse 5 says, "If a woman prays or teaches with her physical head uncovered, she brings shame and dishonor on her head of authority." Since man is the head of authority over the woman, it means when a woman prays or teaches Scripture with her head uncovered, she brings shame on the man. This is a serious matter. God holds women responsible for shaming their head of authority. We are not told yet in this verse what the covering is. Let's keep reading and discover what the covering is. In verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, "Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him, but if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering." We learn from these two verses that the covering under consideration in this chapter is not an artificial veil, but rather the hair of the head. By taking verse 4 and verse 14 together, we now learn that if a man has hair long enough to hang down from his head, the meaning of the original Greek, then the man is shaming Christ and himself. By taking verses 5 and 15 together, we also learn that if a woman has long hair, she honors the man and brings glory to herself. So, the Bible is teaching that men must have their hair cut short enough that it does not hang down from their heads, and likewise women must let their hair grow, the meaning of the original Greek. Question: when verse 15 tells women to let the hair grow, what does this mean? To answer this question, look at what the Bible says concerning Nazarites in the Old Testament. In Numbers 6, verse 5, the Bible says, "All the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his head. Until the days are fulfilled for which he has separated himself to the Lord, he shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow." Here the Nazarite is told to let the locks of the hair of his head grow. This means no razor shall come upon his head. To let the hair grow, then, means to not cut the hair at all. Therefore, when a Christian woman is told to let her hair grow, in 1 Corinthians 11:15, it literally means she is not to cut her hair at all. She may not even trim the dead ends off. She may not trim her bangs. Let's read verses 5 and 6 again, now that we know what the covering is and what the woman is supposed to be doing. In verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, for that is one and the same as if her head were shaved. For if a woman is not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it is shameful for a woman to be shorn or shaved, let her be covered. This verse simply means, if a woman does not allow her hair to grow completely uncut, she dishonors herself and her head of authority. If she's going to uncover her head at all by trimming even a little, she might as well shear her hair off to the scalp or shave her head. For a woman to shave her head in those days was a tremendous shame. To have her hair sheared off close to the scalp also was a great shame. The Apostle Paul is here instructing Christian women not to shame themselves nor the man by cutting their hair. Christian women must not cut their hair at all. Now look at verse 16. But if anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. Some people interpret this to mean, if someone's going to get mad and argue, then forget about what I've just written. Don't worry about anything that I've said. This is an absurd interpretation of verse 16. The apostles of Jesus Christ never gave commandments to anyone only to say, if someone gets upset, I didn't mean what I just wrote. Verse 16 simply means this. If someone wants to argue and be contentious about what was just written, then simply inform that person that God's people and God's churches have no other custom than men with short hair and women with long, uncut hair. In other words, don't argue with them about it. Simply inform that contentious person, this is simply the way it is. The men are going to have short hair, and the women are going to let their hair grow, which is biblically what it means to not touch the hair with a razor, Numbers 6, verse 5. Well, thanks for listening to our message and considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the audio file and the notes of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.